Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Tom Manning Beaven, who is the president of Frontier Housing. And there's a lot going on with your organization. Unfortunately, first, there was an event that was scheduled at the beginning of June that you guys do every year where volunteers come together and help local people build their houses. So explain to me what the NeighborWorks program is.
Sure. NeighborWorks is a congressionally chartered nonprofit that got started in 1978. Today, it has over 240 members nationwide, and those are organizations that are active in housing and community development. And it's a network of some of the best organizations doing that work across the country. And Frontier is really proud to be a member of that network. It's an honor, and it brings a lot of resources to Northeastern Kentucky that we otherwise wouldn't be able to access. And this first week in June was Home Ownership Week, and it was NeighborWorks Week. And we were hoping to celebrate with the elected officials, but we'll do that again next year. And that the good thing about NeighborWorks Week is it comes around every year. We'll do it again.
Obviously, with COVID-19 happening, that wasn't able to go off as per normal. But you guys are still working.
Yes. Yeah. So we had hoped to once again have a build day with local elected officials. Something we've done before. Did it last year at our subdivision in Edgewood. We had several elected officials, including Cecil Watkins and Judge Harry Clark, out to work on our mutual self-help build. And we'd hope to do that again. But right now, of course, that's not the safe way to operate. So we decided not to bring a lot of people together to do a build. We are still working. We're still running that mutual self-help program. It's a program that brings together home buyers and helps them cooperatively build their homes. And we're doing that, but doing it, trying to do it differently, trying to do a little with a little more distance so that everyone stays safe. But we're still doing that program, and it's a great way for people to achieve homeownership. It's a chance to buy a house for less money. People, instead of paying a general contractor to build the house and then earn a developer fee and all the labor costs involved in that, the home buyers build the home themselves. So they save on the cost of labor and profit and overhead for a general contractor.
Now, last year, you and I discussed this this particular program, and there were a group of families that were helping each other build the house. And it kind of stuck with me that you said that they're building homes, but they're also building a community because these families get to know each other as they're helping each other on their houses. And I just wonder, you know, a year after that group, that first group has already gone through, what does that look like now?
Yeah, I think that it's still a tight-knit group. They still are friends by and large. I think that they at least have a respect for each other and an understanding of what it took to go through that program. And there is a community feel out there at Edgewood. Of course, those houses were just the latest of dozens of houses that we built out there. That community, I think, is coming together as a real neighborhood.
So I know that you have a current group that's working together, but have there been other groups in between then and now, or is it kind of just one? I mean, it does take a while to build these homes.
Right. Right now we're doing it one at a time. Perhaps in the future, we'll get to the point where we can have one build going and then start another build and have things having two build groups going simultaneously. But right now, we're doing it one at a time. And right now, we're building out in the Big Woods area of Brown County. on Dawn Drive. Mm-hmm. That build is just really getting off the ground. It's been a really, really wet winter and wet spring. And so it's taken a lot of time to get footers in the ground, but we finally got a footer in the ground and hoping to dig another footer in the next couple of weeks. And in the meantime, we'll be putting floors and walls on the footer we've got. So that build's going, and we're right now recruiting for our third build group. And that build group's going to be out in Bath County, in the Midland area, about half a mile from Frosty Freeze, and on a piece of land we've owned for a while. And it's right on Old River Road, about a mile from the spillway. So I think a really nice spot in eastern Bath County, really close to farmers, really close to Salt Lick, really close to the interstate, really close to the lake. So we're excited about recruiting people for that build group. We have enough lots there. We can do more than one build group out there, which is really exciting.
Seems like that would be a really good place for people that would want to live in that area, just because of the mm-hmm. proximity to so many things.
Yeah. I'm really excited that we're able to start out there. It's the first time we've taken self-help out of Round County, but I think it's a great place to try and do it.
Yeah. Now that things are moving towards going back to a somewhat normal event, do you have a lot of people who are still trying at this point to get into the Frontier Housing Program and to do financing or to purchase a new home?
We do. We've had a slow April, and I think everyone in April was trying to get their bearings, trying to know what's next, trying to figure out what to do. But May was pretty productive for us in terms of people contacting us, and so we've seen an uptake from April, and I'm excited about the summer. I think what we're seeing is some people that have time to think about what's next, and they're finding that they're interested in pursuing homeownership, or at the very least interested in thinking about how to get themselves credit ready so that they're in a position to be able to get a mortgage when that time comes for them. So we've seen an uptick in the amount of counseling we're doing, and that's credit counseling, that's debt consolidation work, that's work on budgets, and we're generally seeing a lot of people that have the ability to focus some time on getting their credit to the point where they're ready to be homeowners when they want to make that jump.
I know a lot of the people who finance through you, like a lot of people in Kentucky, there's a huge majority of people who ended up being laid off during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of unemployment that's happening. And I wonder how that had affected your clients when came time to make that mortgage payment, that they worked so hard to get to a point where they could get a mortgage, and then the world kind of fell apart. So how did that affect your organization?
Yeah, well, right now our pipeline has stayed pretty solid. We've had people that were essential workers, either in healthcare or in the food delivery system, and so those people were able to keep their jobs. We have some people that are receiving Social Security or other retirement benefits. And so that population has been at least economically not terribly impacted. So our pipeline has stayed fairly strong, though we do have some people in the pipeline and some home buyers that are worried about when the unemployment benefits run out because they have been furloughed. And so we're worrying along with them. We're working with our partners at the state and regional level, including FAHI, a group in Berea that's a network of of nonprofit experts in housing and community development. We're working with them on some strategies to try and be able to restructure some things for home buyers so that if people are really struggling after July and after unemployment runs out, that we can be there to help them figure it out so that they don't fall off that cliff of losing their home and then having to deal with the credit impact and also the human impact of being homeless and having to look for other housing. So we're ramping up for that right now. We think that it maybe is the calm before the storm. We hope that that storm never lands, but we are working with our partners to try and be ready if that hits, because I think there's a real danger to home households out there, families who right now are worrying about what happens if the jobs don't come back.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
I'm Maria Hinojosa, this week on Latino USA. The protests against police brutality are bringing up complex dialogues about identity, race, and responsibility. A conversation with Afro-Latina activist and historian Rosa Clemente. What do Latinos and Latinas need to discuss and do in this historic moment? That's this week on Latino USA. Saturday mornings at 7 on WMKY at 90.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony Weaver for Health Matters. This week, Health Matters salutes SpaceX and NASA astronauts and Health Matters hero of today's youth, Dr. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley. For the first time since 2011, the U.S. has been able to visit the International Space Station in our own vehicle. Visit Health Matters this weekend and ask your doctor if Health Matters is right for you.
Tune in to Health Matters Saturday mornings at 10 and Sunday mornings at 6 on Morehead State Public Radio.
And we're back here on Open Mic here at Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Tom Manning Beaven with Frontier Housing. I know the moratorium on evictions is over, and a lot of people are concerned about that flooding into the court system, that a lot of that will happen. But I didn't know with your organization, because it's kind of a special circumstance, a lot of what you do is educating people before they get into the mortgage. So do you think that's been beneficial for those people now that they have hit these uncertain times?
I think so. I think that we build a rapport with the customers with whom we work. And hopefully that means that when those home buyers hit hard times, they're willing to call us and willing to talk with us and willing to let us work with them and see if we can help them to stay housed and stay in their home. Mm-hmm. We're anxious to do that for more people, not just the people with whom we've worked, but also help people who maybe have questions or concerns or are worried and need somebody to talk to that can help them think through what their options are. That's a service we offer for free. So someone doesn't have to be on a homeownership track to contact us and get help from us. We're glad to work with anybody and talk with them about how to stay in their home if that's their big worry, or talk about how to move towards something better if that's what they want to do. It's a tough time. We have homes, we have loans where people are in default, and you know, for those that were there before the pandemic hit, we've tried and tried, and it's not that we're not unwilling to try, but at some point we need to recover that asset so that we have the resources to help the next family. But for those families that are really getting hit by this pandemic and want to work on a solution, we're more than happy to work with people, try and find the solutions that make sense for them. Mm-hmm.
I assumed that the financial literacy programs that you are doing would be an asset for those clients who are already in the system. Now, did you change up the way that you're approaching those kind of programs during the pandemic?
We did. We had historically done a lot of that work face-to-face and had people coming into the office and talking with our counselors. And that that just wasn't possible starting in mid-March. And so we like almost every employer, did everything we could to empty the office and have people work remotely. That took some work on everybody's part. We had to get comfortable with that approach. Our counselors had to figure out how to build the same rapport on the phone and through Zoom that they were able to build in person. And we had customers who had to get comfortable with not meeting with someone face to face, but still being open enough to and vulnerable enough to work through what was really going on with them. So it took an adjustment on everybody's part. But I think by mid-April we'd really done well with that shift, and we're seeing a lot of progress. So like I said, people are taking us up on that, and that's gratifying. And I think we're doing a lot of good work in that area. Zach and Cecilia are doing a lot of work, and I can tell just from their calendars that they're busy all the time. So that's great to see. But with that said, if other people out there have a need for that, we definitely want to offer that. Right now, we're doing most of that still by phone and by Zoom. We are really being cautious about how to open the office. We don't want to be the cause of spread if we can avoid it. And we're already making enough contact with the community that we just know that we need to be careful.
Mm-hmm. If you're new to the program and you're interested in the program, a lot of that stuff is going to be done on video and through phones and that sort of thing. But, I mean, construction, you have to have people there. So how are they approaching being next to each other and helping out?
Yeah. Well, right now it's easier for people in the same household. So our staff are being mindful about maintaining distance so that physical distance exists and we reduce the chances of spread. We're also cleaning tools regularly. And right now we're also working outside, which as I understand it, of course we all have been forced to learn a lot more about public health than maybe we ever thought we were going to learn. But as I understand it, being outside helps mitigate that. The dispersion of the contagion is reduced if you're outside. You're less likely to catch something from somebody else. Mm-hmm. And we're always being vigilant. If someone has symptoms that are concerning, we're having somebody stay home. If somebody is in a high risk population, if they have respiratory illness or other high risk factors, we're certainly doing everything we can to be understanding and make sure they stay safe by allowing them to stay away. So it's slowed things down, but we're working through how to stay safe. I think once we have walls and are in enclosed spaces, that will just become the protocols will need to be, that will become that much more important. But so far, we've been fortunate.
It's interesting to me to see going to the grocery store that you don't even realize how close you are to people mm-hmm. on a day-to-day basis. And now suddenly we all have to be more aware of that. I would imagine that this finding this new normal has been a very interesting event for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're really at the early stages. I mean, because it took so long to get some footers dug and start to make progress, we we just had almost not the luxury, but we had the opportunity to try and figure that out as our understanding of the virus unfolded. But now as we hit June and roll into summer, we'd really love to see a lot of progress on those houses, and we'll need to continue to use the protocols put in place and think about how we stay safe. It is a challenge, and it may mean that we do more work just with one household at a time in terms of scheduling throughout the week, so that we minimize the amount of time that members of different households spend, reduce the amount of time they all spend together inside a house.
Mm-hmm. But there is still plenty of opportunity for people to start the process to get into these kind of programs or get a mortgage or to go through financial literacy programs. So how does one go about getting that started?
Sure. The easiest way is to go to our website, which is frontierky.org, and click on the Start Now or Start Here button. It's in the upper right-hand corner of the website. And that takes you to the place where you can open an account. And that interface might appear at first that it's just for homeownership, but that interface is the single door through which people come for all kinds of services from us, whether that's working towards homeownership or working on financial literacy and credit repair, or whether that's working towards homeowner rehab work. All those different services we offer can be accessed through that one or online, or people can call our office, 606-784-2131. And Wendy Puckett is the person to really start with. And Wendy's extension is 241. So either of those two ways is a great way to get started with us.
And I just wanted to point out, although you're located in Rowan County, it's not just for Rowan County residents, and you don't, you have properties and housing developments in other surrounding counties as well.
Sure. Yeah. So we go as far west as Mount Sterling in Montgomery County. We go as far east as Ashland and Boyd County, Greenup County, Lawrence County. We go as far north as Fleming County, and we go as far south as Wolf and Goffin counties. So we own land, not just here in Rowan, but in Bath, in Elliott and Carter. And then we have contacts with land sellers and realtors throughout the area to be able to find land that suits the needs of home buyers. We cover a pretty wide geography.
That is actually all the time that we have here on Open Mic. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. Tom Manning Beaven from Frontier Housing, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Morehead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.